The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today, Thursday, May 12, 2022. Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez announced that the United Nations General Assembly will take up again this year the Cuban resolution demanding an end to the blockade imposed by the United States. In his Twitter, the Cuban Foreign Minister stressed that the item, necessity of putting an end to the economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed by the United States of America against Cuba, was already inscribed in the provisional agenda of the 77th regular session of the International Organization without a vote and at the Cuban proposal. Thus, the item on the unilateral U.S. siege against the Cubans is formally established in the agenda of the General Assembly, which will begin in September 2022 and will extend until the same month of 2023. The U.S. blockade against Cuba caused, until mid-2021, losses at current prices of more than $150,410,000, according to official estimates. Cuban doctor Nilda Correa and nurse Maribel Chacon ended their visit to Belgium, where they shared the humanism and solidarity of the Cuban Revolution with various local sectors and members of the European institutions. These Cuban healthcare professionals, who have participated in missions of the Handy Reef contingent fighting COVID-19 around the world, spoke with Belgian parliamentarians, members of the European Parliament, and of the Party of the European Left, social and solidarity activists, and Cuban residents. In addition to speaking about their experiences in other countries hit by the pandemic, Correa and Chacon discussed the vision of access to health as a fundamental right and the collective commitment to generate changes in society. They also participated in a meeting in the European Parliament on Cuban medical cooperation, organized by the Frenchy Group with Cuba. The Cuba Solidarity Campaign in the United Kingdom launched a fundraising campaign to help the victims of the explosion that occurred at the Saratoga Hotel in Havana. According to the organization that brings together thousands of British friends of the Caribbean island, the donations will be used to buy medicines and equipment necessary to care for the injured and support the families of the deceased and the emergency services. On May 6, an explosion attributed to a gas leak destroyed most of the hotel's facade and damaged several neighboring buildings, including an elementary school. The accident has so far left 44 dead and nearly 100 injured, while the search for a person reported missing continues. Most of those killed and injured in the accident worked at the hotel facility, which was scheduled to be receiving clients this week after being closed for 2 years due to the COVID-19 pandemic. And in the international agenda, we have that the general strike in the eastern Panamanian province of Colón continues today, awaiting the arrival of the President of the Republic, Laurentino Cortizo, from whom they demand concrete responses to various social demands. Leaders of the Coalition for the Unity of Colón, such as Felipe Cabeza and Edgardo Boitier, told Prensa Latina that on the fourth day of the strike, demanding works that have been postponed for years, such as the Manuel Amador Guerrero Hospital, the president is expected this afternoon, as announced by one of his advisors. Cabeza indicated that the list of demands also includes the completion of a transport terminal, a stadium, improvements in education and housing infrastructure, as well as road sections. We also demand to reduce the high prices of fuel and staple foods and address the high unemployment rates with new projects. The general strike began last Monday, and during the first 3 days that demarcation has become the scene of road closures and violent clashes between protesters and national police units, with a balance of injuries, some of them seriously, and dozens of arrests. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of the Dominican Republic will hire companies to operate its consular services. It was disclosed in Santo Domingo. According to a press release from a foreign ministry, that body issued an open call to the local and international companies with the aim of submitting proposals in order to operate consular services such as visa applications and passport renewals. The intention of the process is to reduce waiting times, improve communication channels, and transfer the income received. The project will initially be implemented in Buenos Aires, Barcelona, Boston, Caracas, Beijing, and Santiago de Chile, and depending on the results obtained, it will be expanded to other cities. The information specified that after the successful experiences of countries such as El Salvador, Italy, Guatemala, and Spain, the Dominican government seeks to significantly transform the way in which this type of service is provided. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unite us.